Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to come before you. We have Bob Griswold back for part two of, shall we say, the global threats to Americans, American health, American sovereignty. And a lot has happened since Bob and I did part one. It's probably going to alter a little bit of our planned presentation here. Before we get started, though, I just wanted to mention right off the top here that I'm going to be appearing at Hear the Watchman conference. In fact, actually, Jamie Walden, who we just interviewed yesterday, Jamie's going to be there with me as a co-participant, as well as Lisa Haven, Paul Begley. You go, whoa, Dave, those are pretty good people. Yes, they are. And there's still room for you to sign up. You can go to hearthewatchman.com if you're in the area or could make the trip. The conference is the 16th through the 19th of September. Ooh, that's next week. It's coming up quick. And if you can't attend, you can attend virtually, and you can get a coupon from me to do that. All you have to do is go to the same site, sign up for the virtual part of it, and save 20% by using my name and the coupon code DAVE20. So you've got lots of opportunity here, folks. This is going to be really cool. Love to meet all of you. I love going to these events because I get to meet so many people that write and stay in touch. Anyway, we're here with Bob Griswold, and we're doing part two of what we had started talking about earlier in the week. But since that, I just want to kind of set the table here. I am one of those crazy people to go along with Hal Turner and Paul Preston and Sam Arnold and others who believe that rogue naval forces are not under the control of Biden took action upon themselves to neutralize as much of the Chinese force in Native American lands in northern British Columbia in and around the Kitimat area. The USGS reported a 6.5 earthquake. And 8 minutes later, they took that down. That's unprecedented, folks. I have never heard this happening ever. Not one time, not ever. And yet now it's happening. So, also yesterday, 30 Chinese nuclear bombers violated Taiwan airspace, probably in a show of retaliation. And here to talk to us about these events and more is Bob Griswold. Bob, welcome to the show.
Dave, it's good to be here. Yeah, every day I'm feeling stronger from my experience with the engineered virus that came out of Wuhan. Am I allowed to say that? Mm. But I'm
you are. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know I am. We got freedom of speech here. But yeah, I just, again, want to thank everybody for their prayers. Dave, on my desk over here, I've got what's called a barometer, thermometer, and hydrometer. And I can look at it right now, and it's 30.1 millibars of mercury. It is, you know, about 70 degrees in my office with about 65% humidity. See, that is intelligence. That gives me a lot of information on what's going to happen. It shows it being steady, so weather shouldn't be changing in the next few days. You know, we have instruments like that that give us information on simple things like the weather. Well, mostly simple things. Sometimes it's not so simple when a Category 4 hurricane slams ashore or a tornado goes through a neighborhood, you know, or a nation's experiencing extreme drought, you know, where there's no water. But on my desk right now, David, I was just taking some notes of possible things we can talk about. And I stopped with about 20. And so
only 20? Bob, you're not paying attention.
I know, I stopped at about 20 because, you know, we have so much time to talk about it, and I don't think this is a 12-hour program, but it could be, and this is what really people need to see. The three things on that piece of equipment that's sitting on my desk are data points. And I talk about this a lot, and people need to start looking at things in this manner. A puzzle. We've all put a puzzle together. Joe Biden can put a one-piece puzzle together. You and I could probably put a 1,000-piece puzzle together. Sorry. But as you put that puzzle together, a picture is being formed. And most Americans will never see the picture that is being formed right before them. You know, we have so many things going on right now with our school system promoting Marxism, Leninism, Maoism, you know, and they're actually putting pictures up in the schoolroom. We have them teaching, we have them actually showing children pornography and reading books that are absolutely graphically pornographic. A data point tells you, I mean, the school system. We have a medical industry that has been corrupted completely to where, you know, they have to push a political narrative. It's no longer about the health, even though I'm sure they don't like everybody dying at the hospital because nobody would show up. But it's about a narrative that they're portraying, a political narrative. So humanity has taken a back seat to the political narrative. Again, education, you know, our school children have taken, it's a political narrative versus real education. You know, the same thing with religion, you know, and these are all control points. These are the control points of our society. Instead of, you know, Christianity, that which once dominated America, biblical Christianity, we now have a Christianity, or I want to say a religion that has been dominated to where it no longer wants to teach about, you know, the true teachings of Jesus Christ. It is being used as a control point. And again, the medical, religion, media, we don't think the media has been corrupted, do we? No, it's been horribly corrupted. So again, it's another control point. Politicians obviously have sold out. Dave, we talked about, you know, before the program, just how, you know, these politicians are embedded all over the world with their political deals. We specifically mentioned the Obama-Biden administration, how they, you know, gave $150 billion to Iran. Do we really think a lot of that money did not come back to the politicians that gave it? And that's, and when they take it, that's a blackmail list. So then Iran has, blackmail information on politicians so that they can pretty much make them do whatever they want to do. So we have this puzzle that's being put together, and these are the pieces that are being used. You know, medical, religion, news media, politicians, and then the military. I mean, you look what's happened to our military in just such a short time. We're a military, we recognized it was designed to go to war and beat an enemy so that we could come out victorious. But now it's not designed to do that. It's designed to indoctrinate people into a political theme. And if you look at China, Nazi Germany, or Soviet Russia, those are the same things that were used in those countries to portray a political narrative to make people fall in line with, you know, what the government wanted. And if you dare resist, you know, General Flynn, his credit cards are shut down. You're investigated. And even if you're found innocent, you still have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, defending yourself in federal court, which you never can get back. So here we have these control points in our nation, and we really need to take, you know, an honest look at these so that we can effectively try to avoid the pitfalls that each of those bring in our life. I mean, you know, they tell us right now that there are no such things as, you know, COVID concentration camps. Everything that these people speak now is a lie. So if they're saying yes, it's no. If they're saying no, it's yes. If it's black, it's white. If it's white, it's black. But they're setting up, you know, these concentration camps for COVID victims all over the country right now. And you don't hear a word about it unless you listen to the mainstream news media. But again, it's part of the medical system that has sold out the politics so that to incorporate tyranny into our country.
Bob, I want to interject something here. And this is something I know a fair amount about. These COVID camps are not medical camps at all. They're following the dictates of something from Human Health Services along with the UN called ESF numbers 8 through 14, and I've documented this 9 times Sunday, and I began on this in 2014, and I traced the organizations involved in these camps, and there are 17 of them, and they're all the usual cast of characters, such as DHS, the FBI, and so forth, the State Department, but not one medical institution, no CDC, no NIH, not even the private Doctors Without Borders. They are not going to treat people medically. It's right there in their organizational structure, Bob. These are concentration camps to exterminate Americans using COVID as the excuse.
Well, COVID's been, and I had it, and it is serious. I have a good Christian friend down the street. He is was in a lot worse shape than I was in. So it is real, but it has a 97%, you know, over 99% overcome rate. But just like that barometer on my desk, what you were just saying is intelligence that people fail to put down to where they can put it into a cohesive image so they can see what's going on. That's the great failure of our education system. You're not going to train people in a government system of education to throw off the shackles of government. I mean, I want to say that again. If you expect government education to educate people in a manner that would enable them to throw off the shackles of a tyrannical government, I mean, I just turn the computer off right now, because that would be hopeless. I mean, that's why all the founding fathers have been taken off. That's the barometer again, another indication that something's wrong, another piece of the puzzle. That's why all the statues are being torn down, another piece of the puzzle, so they can rewrite history. They can tell you, and each of these organizations right now, the military, politicians, media, religion, and medical, are all rewriting history. So that, again, it's a control mechanism. Dave, if there's one thing I can convey in this program, is take the information that you hear here, or Steve Quayle, or Hagman, or Mike Adams, or Jamie Walden, and start putting that puzzle together for yourself. And I'll tell you, if you do, and you successfully put it together, I would say several things are going to happen. First, you're going to realize that there is a God in heaven, and that certain things that the Bible talked about are happening right before our eyes. So you're going to get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to do that. Second, you're going to turn the TV off, because you realize that's the poison. And I mentioned that. You know, when I've had flus before. I remember when I was in Montana with Steve, I had a flu. My temperature went up to 104, and I had the whole shakes, all the stuff that went with the flu, shakes, cold, shakes, hot, cold, all of that. 3 or 4 days, this thing felt like you were poisoned, Dave. That's the only word I think I can use to describe it. You felt poisoned. So, I mean, you can ignore that. That's another data point. And again, with such a high success rate, so again, pushing the vaccine, pushing all that stuff that they're doing, another piece on the barometer. And we just fail to see it. The Great Reset, you know, where you will own nothing and be happy. You've read that. Dave, you mentioned Taiwan. Again, each of these things I'm doing, I want people to see as data points, as puzzle pieces. They did this at this time. 19 nuclear bombers violated Taiwanese airspace. We've mentioned this, Dave, I think, for at least the last 2 years, that eventually China would invade Taiwan, that the United States government would do nothing about it. They have, you know, we've given them, I think, the F-35, and if we gave them all the stuff in Afghanistan, you know, if they get a hold of the F-35, you know, those planes cost $200 million a piece, but on top of that, the technology, it's cost us probably $500 billion to develop the technology that went in that plane. I know the headset alone, the helmet you put on, it's $250,000, because it's all holographic. You can, you know, you don't even have to look. I mean, you can just look in, your eyeball can fire a missile. And, you know, if that technology falls into the hands of China, which we are headed for a conflagration with China, absolutely, we're heading for this. But if those kind of technologies fall into the hands of China, which they might already have, because, as I said, you know, all of our defense industry, education industry, and all have been thoroughly infiltrated. I don't know if they've gotten it or not, but if they do have it, it just all of a sudden saves China, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars in research and development, and they get the benefit of what the American taxpayers have paid for. It costs them very little. So,
yeah, but it's gone farther than that. Let me just share this with you, and I'll give you the short version without going into detail, because I've done that on my website and other thing endeavors that I'm in. But what I've found in Arizona with the audit is the compromised public officials, ranging from governors to board of supervisors to prosecutors, they're all bought off by China. They're bought off with business inducements. I have information that suggests some of them are bought off with offshore stock options. I also know for a fact that they've received favorable business preferences inside of China. And that's just here in Arizona, but I'm also finding it in Georgia, in Michigan, in California, in New York. In other words, I don't think I could find for you a significant political body in America that has not been penetrated by these forces.
Well, Dave, you're absolutely right. And again, that's the barometer. That's what should be front and center in American people's eyes, saying, screaming at you that your freedom, your liberty, your country, everything you've held, your money is being taken away from you, and all you can do about it is get your dopamine addiction, you know, satisfied by the internet or TV or whatever. And I don't know if you saw that story the other day, Dave, that America has become a nation of dopamine addicts, meaning it's either porn or shopping or something, that we live for the next little dopamine dump that we get from some form of, you know, digital media. And so while we're being distracted by that type of activity, I mean, we see just absolute... Did you see that New York politician today came out? He had a dozen illegal weapons in New York. Let me see if I can find the article. But he doesn't. Deputy mayor in New York faces charges after federal authorities found him with dozens of unregistered weapons and bogus FBI badges. Mm-hmm. That's on Business Insider.
Why would he have bogus FBI badges if he's already in government? I don't get that.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm with the FBI. I want to ask you questions.
Oh, man.
That's a very, very intimidating statement. You know, FBI shows up at your door, shows you their badge, and says, we need to talk to you. I mean, you know, most people are going to go, what's going on here? You know, so, I mean, there's a picture here. I guess it's on a Business Insider. They're all fully, they're black guns, you know, fully automatic. There's, I see, AK-47s, ARs, sniper rifles. He had all these weapons in his house. Now, the question is, do you think anything of serious consequence is going to happen to him?
No, just like Cuomo. Murdered thousands, nothing will happen to him either.
Did anything seriously happen to Hillary Clinton? No. Did anything seriously happen to James Comey, Clapper? I mean, the names could
go on and on. How about Fauci? He's killed Fauci. Millions worldwide.
He lied to Congress right in front of Grandpa.
Happen.
He said a barefaced lie that there was no, you know, that he did not fund the Wuhan virus for gain of research. He did not do it. And yet the documents show he did. And he just lied. But nothing will happen to him. Stalwell, you know, sleeping with a Chinese honeypot. Feinstein, you know, how long did that chauffeur, that Chinese agent, work for her as a chauffeur? I mean, but nothing happens. Again, I want to tie it back to the barometer on my desk. It's data. That data tells me something. When I see that barometric pressure dropping, I can be assured rain's coming. If I see it rising, the weather's going to get better. And so as we see these things happening, and the barometric pressure is definitely, the political barometric pressure is definitely dropping right now, that means a storm's coming. And Dave, what we do right now is going to, for you, your community, your family and larger family, and probably some of your neighbors, maybe your church, is going to determine the outcome of which you survive this. We all pray and hope there's a good side. There's a good thing on the other side. If not, we don't know. But, you know, are you going to survive this? And the only way you will survive it is by doing this observation, putting the puzzle together, and then preparing for it. Again, the spiritual strength we have, when I read Psalm 91 or when I read the Bible, other parts of the Bible, the life of Jesus, the life of Paul, the life of Peter, and I read these things, it infuses me with power from on high. all of a sudden I get this vision that it's just not Bob Griswold standing alone or standing with some friends. It's Bob Griswold that has God standing by him. And I'm telling you, Dave, it just gives me tingles even to say that. And so that's the first thing. If we make the proper observations, we do. Jesus said, I have warned you of these things that you do will not be ignorant. They will not overtake you unaware. Like they will most of the world will be giving into deception. We see things today that just boggle our mind that people believe. It's like, how can you believe that? Science and everything we can observe says you're wrong, but you believe it anyhow. And if I dare confront you on it, you know, I'm open to all types of social, rejection. I was just seeing a video. I forgot who it was, but it's a major corporation, and he came out for the Texas bill. Well, they fired him. I mean, so where's your freedom of speech? Where's your freedom of an opinion?
You mean the Texas
he wasn't violent about
bill, right?
It. Again, it's the barometer. It's the canary in the mine, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, please read the signs and prepare accordingly. Yeah. And then, like I said, I stopped on this point and I didn't finish. It will change you. You realize, okay, there was a time when recently, when I was going through the COVID, where you're depressed. Let me give you benzodiazepines. I want to make sure you're not depressed. And I said, good grief. Why would I want to take that stuff? After a week of taking them, you're addicted. So we just didn't take them.
Well, it's your duty to up the profits of Big Pharma. Bob, we need to step aside just for a second here for our first break. And ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing the seriousness of the times. And there's a couple of things I want to point out to you. One, you need storable food before hyperinflation hits. Or the food supply chain totally breaks down and you'll have to go to you-know-who to get you-know-what. And that's how they get control of you. Check out Operation Mountain Guardian if you want more proof of that. So what can you do? You can go to MPS and you can order the food that will be 25-year shelf life. Okay, it tastes fine. It does. It's something that you can survive on, and there's lots of diversity, and you get 2,000 calories per day. Now, we're not claiming it's organic, but we're telling you it'll sustain life in an emergency situation, and you really need to have a minimum of 6 months of food for each person. And I'll tell you, that's FEMA DHS. A lot of people will tell you you need a lot more than that. So go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And I just want to mention something to you, too. We're going to institute probably in about 10 days here an emergency alert system because events are happening so fast. We're going to call it the Galileo, and we're going to call it Dave's News. We're still working on the name, but I just want to let you know Galileo is coming. Also, communication is very, very, very important, and this is why we continue to push sat phones, because cell phones, internet, other communications could be taken down, and the sat phones are a good backup to this, and they're not expensive. I'm paying 1/4 the cost of my cell phone bill for my sat phone, and you can find out more by going to 855-980-5830. That's 855-980-5830. And then finally, coming out the other side, the Great Reset, there will be people that will be in better financial shape because they took steps prior to the collapse. And that's what Noble Gold specializes in, is getting you bulletproof. I went from just advertiser to customer, and I'm really glad I did, and you will be too. And if you have assets to protect, you don't have to be a millionaire, but if you got assets to protect, you need to call Noble Gold and have a discussion, a no-pressure discussion where you can look at it and say, do I need to do these things? Chances are you're probably going to need to do quite a few of the things that Noble Gold suggested. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And I want to give a plug here to ReadyMade Resources as well. Survival gear, survival materials. And folks, right now I'm just going to say this to you. I preach this all the time. I tell you, you need to get independent of the system, or the failing system will drag you and your family down. Now, can you get completely independent? Probably not. Can you get independent enough to make a difference in your survival? Absolutely. And you can go to readymaderesources.com, and the guy that I'm talking to right now is one of the guys that you'll talk to, and they talk to you free of charge. Unlike a lot of these places who will charge you, well, your time starts now, sir, and I'm like a lawyer, and when the meter starts is when you start talking. Nope, they don't do that at Ready Made Resources. They're there to help you and there to make sure that they help supply you at the right level possible. That's readymaderesources.com. Bob, I know that was kind of impromptu, but I thought we needed to throw that in.
Dave, I want to mention about the gold. When I first started, started Ready Made Resources in 1997, gold was at $275 an ounce. Okay, today it's riding right around $1,800 an ounce. So I mean, it's you can see gold has pretty much kept up with inflation. Now, if you had put that $275, instead of in gold, and just put it in your wallet or put it in a safe in your house or whatever. I mean, that $275 today doesn't buy spit, excuse the expression, but it doesn't. It might buy, if you're a family of four, if you go sparingly, it might buy 1 week's worth of groceries. But if you had bought gold at $275 an ounce and now it's $1,800 an ounce, I mean, you could buy, a couple months worth of groceries. So, I mean, this is what it does, and this is why they hate it so much, because it is the one thing, one element that for 6,000 years has protected people's wealth. So, I mean, this isn't something that's an American phenomena. It's not a, European phenomena. It's a global phenomena. I mean, when they came to the New World, they looked for gold and silver. So, I mean, I just want to say that because I'm a firm believer in, protecting your wealth. But, Dave, going back to what I was saying, the three elements, again, first of all, the spiritual aspect, the Lord Jesus Christ. Second, if you're still, getting your news and watching the filth that is on mainstream media or the internet anymore, I mean, you can, download pretty much anything you want to do. You first of all, I want to say this. I'm a supporter of Veterans for the Rescue of Children. If you're going onto the darker side of the internet, if you know what I mean, the porn thing, you are supporting sex trafficking. And whether you like it or not, that's just the way it is. You are supporting sex trafficking. And I, if you want to talk to somebody, you can talk to Craig Sawman Sawyer about it, but he'll tell you the cold hard facts of it, or the reality. So we need to, first of all, the spiritual, and then we need to unplug from this system. The news media, all those things we need to do. If you can homeschool, if you're in a church that's, pushing all this crap, get out of that church. And if you're listening to mainstream media, I mean, stop drinking the poison. I would say be careful. I mean, I 10 years ago, when my son went into the Marine Corps, it's been a long time ago, I was so proud of him. I mean, he went and fought a war. I was so proud of him. But today, it's now I can get tattoos and earrings and nose rings, and that's more important than winning in Afghanistan and making sure everybody has the right pronouns. That's what the military is.
Don't forget, fly your BLM flag.
Absolutely. So that's what it's becoming. And the last thing, Dave, is if you are, spending hundreds of dollars a month on any of the vices, I mean, and I consider satellite TV a vice, alcohol, tobacco, a vice, any of those things that you're spending money on, living beyond your budget, I have to have the nice car. If you're doing that and not buying food, water, night vision, radio communication, sat phone, if you're not doing those, then, I mean, I am going to have a hard time feeling sorry for you. I mean, Dave, I just am. It's like the 10 virgins in the Bible. 5 were foolish. They only had enough oil to last, just for, we'll call it one night. The wise ones said, one night, that's all you got to do? That's the guy who has 3 days worth of food in his grocery, in his pantry, if that. The wise ones saw trouble. And they said, we're going to store a lot of oil because We don't know when the bridegroom is going to come, and we don't want him coming and us being out of oil. Now, I'm stretching it a bit, but I will say, I do not read in the scripture that the wise ones shared any of their oil with the foolish ones. In fact, the foolish ones went to the wise ones and said, give us some of your oil. And they said, if we do, we won't have enough for ourselves. Dave, can you see the foolish ones going to the wise ones and saying, give us some of your food. We don't have any water. We need to share. You know, it'd be amazing how everybody becomes a little collectivist at that time. But can you see that happening real quick?
I've seen it happen in present time.
I have too.
You know, like Steve Quayle says, what's coming is no longer coming. It's already here.
You know, while I was in the hospital, I was talking to someone, and they were talking about the dopamine addiction also. They said, this is what they told me, that when a young person comes into the ER, and they have to take their stuff from them, and you know, they don't wear watches anymore, but if they take their cell phone, there's a certain percentage, and it's fairly high, they call a law enforcement officer in there first, because the person goes crazy when they take that cell phone out of their hand. Now, they're not stealing it, and they're going to give it back to them when their treatment's done, but they can't even handle, you know, a couple hours without their cell phone. They have to hold on to it. Dave, that's the level. And they said the young girls are the worst. They said they absolutely go crazy in the ER, and they'll start tearing stuff up. They'll just absolutely start tearing stuff up when they try to take that cell phone away from them. That's why they call law enforcement in sometimes, to make sure that you know, the person can't do that. And again, just to make it clear, they're not taking it from them. They're going to get it back, but they can't even handle a couple hours without that dopamine they get off that cell phone. It is that. Can you imagine nationwide when the cell phones go down? I mean, and people can't handle a couple hours, and your reason should say, listen, I'm in the emergency room. They've had to take certain things away from me because they're treating me, and I can't have a cell phone or, you know, XYZ with me when they're treating me. They've got it in a bag. When I leave, I get it back again. You know, when the communication, the cell phones go down, there's not going to be like, well, it'll be a couple hours and I'll get it back again. It'll be unknown if and when you ever get it back again. Or if you do, you know, they might restrict who you can call. They might, obviously, we don't ever see people getting restricted from social media, do we, Dave? You know, all of a sudden, it's because for the good of the many, you know, they've really gone on a mass sterilization campaign. You can't access the internet anymore. You can't access ways to buy things on the internet anymore, or you can only buy certain things here or there. You know, that control mechanism already exists. It's just not implemented. And that's why we tell people, item three, prepare, prepare, prepare. Because, Dave, I absolutely assure you, I just know it, and you know it, and anybody who's awake knows it, that the control mechanism will be the medical, the COVID. They're going to use that to control people. And it will be the supplies that we need for day-to-day living. Food, water, and things of that nature. You know, I just want to put a plug in right now. You know, I've gone to several websites concerning night vision, and they're 20 to 24 weeks out. Now, we have units in stock because I order them long in advance, so I continually get them brought in. But, you know, with night vision, with night vision, radio communication, food, water, if you've not gotten in the loop to get your stuff, there is coming a time very quickly, just like that, those young people in the emergency room, that's going to be taken away from you. Now, if you go crazy over a cell phone being taken away from you, imagine when things more precious are being taken away from you. We need to separate your family because they don't have COVID and you do. Well, where are you taking them? Well, that's none of your business. Dave, that will happen. People probably, there are certain elements of the society will listen to that and say, that would never happen. Look what has already happened. So they separate families, and this is what Marxists do. They have no compunction about worrying about separating families. So my wife of 36 years, they don't. Marriage isn't important anyhow. It's a white male construct. It's a vestige of the old world. We don't care about marriage. Nobody's married anymore. And that's a prophecy in the Bible, the forbid marriage, and the end of the age. And so all of a sudden, you know, Roxanne's needed over here. I'm needed over here, or I'm not even needed. My son's needed somewhere. They never tell me where they've taken him. And all of a sudden, society has been completely broken apart, and that's what they want. They want the destruction of the family, so they break the society apart so that the government becomes absolute lord and master of all. Dave, I promise you that's going to happen. Now, we can offset that a lot by just being wise. By being wise, because if you take the food mechanism control away from them, if you take, in some ways, the medical control away from them, if you're not in a church that's telling you, you know, the government is God, bow down before them, if you take the news media that's poison away from them, then all of a sudden you've taken a lot of the control apparatus away from them, and so that's what we need to be doing right now, reading the barometer. Reading the thermometer, reading the hydrometer, reading those data points, and then putting it into real-life application in our life. The wise versions really did have more oil. The foolish ones had a lot less oil. So the choice is yours right now. You can be wise and get out of those things as much as you can get out of them. Because, I mean, again, the 20 data points I have, the Great Reset, nuclear bombers, I mean, you know, Steve Quayle calls it the extinguished protocols, 10 cities. I mean, who would have ever thought that every major city in this, I watched a video today, and I forgot what city it was, but it was just the guy driving around, and it was 10 cities. People, you could see them shooting up on the street, people laying on the, there were three people sitting in these lawn chairs, and they all had their heads between their legs. They were just so doped up. They just that's how they just, I guess. But I mean, this was like blocks and blocks and blocks. Again, so we see the absolute crumbling of America's cities. We see the crumbling of our infrastructure. Michael Snyder just wrote an article about, you know, the inner cities now become fentanyl infested. You know, places where just fentanyl goes in there because people are so depressed. I mean, you know, you live in the country. I can walk around my property, and, you know, so even if I am, you know, locked down, I have things I can do on my property. But if you're locked down and you live in a, you know, high-rise or in Australia where you can't even look out the window without possibly getting arrested, I mean, people are going to look for something to numb the reality of isolation. Dave, I was in isolation for 5 days at the hospital. I mean, the only people I saw had face mask and mask, and I understand it. I mean, they were being precautious, and I have to say the staff there was very, very pleasant. They were very nice to me, but still, I was in isolation. I couldn't see my wife. I couldn't see my family. I couldn't go outside. I couldn't do any of those things. 5 days. When Roxanne came and picked me up, it was like being born again. It was like, oh my gosh, honey, I love seeing your face. You know, they're taking all that away from us. And instead, people are, they're going to find something. Suicide. We see that just dramatically increased. Alcohol use, you know, drug use. All these social ills just exploded right in front of our face. And again, it's a data point. Is it done on purpose, or is it done by accident? Well, I'll leave that for you to figure out. But you should be able to figure out if you look at all the pieces of the puzzle.
Let's address the suicide issue for a second here. I'm hearing from a lot of people in Australia, which is, I think, the hotbed of martial law and unreasonable enforcement. And you're right. A couple of things are going on there that are worthy of mention, but I want to end on the suicide note. But first, you're right, they can't look out the windows. They're ordered to put tape under their doors, and they have to, if you live in Queensland now, you have to download an app, and if the government sends you a text message, you have to take a photo of yourself in your confines within 15 minutes or they'll come and arrest you. I mean, it's total tyranny, but here's what I heard.
This sounds like a dystopian novel that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, let me...
This sounds like Mad Max or, Soylent Green or
something
like that.
I want to get to the real devastating point here. This is really bad. In New South Wales, they're not even tracking suicide statistics. Now, the data they're publishing is a year old. And what these people are telling me anecdotally is the suicide rates among their young adults, their teenagers, and even their preteens is skyrocketing, and the government's doing everything they can do to cover it up.
Of course they are. But the fact is, you know, they're not following the science. They're not. Just like the masks or social distancing. There's just too much has come out that it doesn't work, and yet they continue to perpetrate it. Cover your face. You know, I had a doctor friend down here this weekend, and he said when you cover your mouth and nose and everything, it destabilizes the mechanism of your eyes to bring equilibrium to the body, and so it's a form of you know, destabilization is what it is, and plus you can't see people's face. So, again, not being able to see someone's face is a form of isolation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all like a smile. We all like to look at people. When I talk to people, I want them looking at me. I don't want half their face covered. The science shows that they don't work. But it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what's going on with Australia. It doesn't matter. And again, I'm a COVID survivor, so I don't want people to think, well, he just doesn't believe in it. I had it, and it was horrible. I almost didn't make it. I mean, that's how close to I had a brush with death. But so it's real, and it can be very devastating. But at the same time, you know, the response, is it scientific, or is it a piece of the puzzle that you need to look at? I mean, to have people not even be able to look out their windows. Like, again, I'm saying this from a person who had isolation for 5 days, and it drove me crazy. You're in months and months and months of this. And we talk about why is the fentanyl use, why is the suicide, especially among children, because, you know, children, they have the higher levels of testosterone and you know, the youth hormone that want to get out and do things. I don't need to go out every night of the week anymore. I don't need to do it. 66 years old, I don't need to do it. You know, I'm fully, you know, happy staying home, going in my gardens and working and doing things. I want to get out every once in a while and go do some things, yes. I'm taking my wife out to dinner Friday night. It's a celebration. So, I mean, yeah, I like doing those things. But when they're young, I mean, I have an 18-year-old, and, you know, it's like, I want to go, Dad, I'm going to a car show. Dad, I'm going to this show. Dad, I want to go here. I want to go up to take a drive up Bald River Falls. You know, that's a part of the national forest around here. I want to do that. And you know, he does it 3, 4, 5 nights a week. I do it maybe 2 or 3 times a month.
And that's the people they're driving crazy with the isolation.
Again, because there's so much energy in those young people. They isolate them, and they know what it's going to do to them. And when you look at the suicide statistics, the drug statistics, the reckless behavior statistics, you know, just with casual sex, the dangerous casual sex, it is far outweighs the risk of a young person not so much contracting COVID but dying from it. And they might get it, and some people get it and die. I understand that. But the majority, vast majority, are going to get it, feel crummy, lousy, have the flu, and they're going to overcome it. But we don't need. But when you lock them down, when you take all of what they've known away from them, you isolate them, then you have some real long-term psychological, physiological, you know, problems that happen to them. Again, Dave, all the things we've mentioned today, I want to make sure we put it into perspective. It's the barometer. It's the puzzle. Don't fail to see it. You know, they say you can't see the forest for the trees. Don't look at one thing and say, well, you know, look at that, and you get focused, functionally fixated, is what they call it, on one tree. You want to see the forest, because if you see the forest, all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, it doesn't look good. Oh my gosh, all these data points, you know, this doesn't look good. And so you'll start to prepare in such a way as to help offset the control mechanisms. That's what it's about, control. So you want to do what you can in your life to help offset those control mechanisms. And again, we've talked about it, the spiritual aspect of it. You know, we've seen people go through horrible things and stand strong because they were spiritually in tune with God, the Bible. We've seen people do that. We've seen people who have, you know, I mean, you look at children who are homeschooled. They're far, far more socially adjusted than these kids now going to these schools where, you know, it just, everything has been sexualized.
You mean you don't think that six-year-olds should be taught about oral sex? Hey, Bob, we got to step aside for a break. I'll leave that as a rhetorical question for the moment. We can come back to that.
Okay.
But ladies and gentlemen, here, the bottom line is, are you going to be independent of the system, or are you going to be dependent upon the government to cross the wire into the camp from which you may not leave? And don't come to my door, because I'm warning you, I know you not. And anyone who's smart knows you not. We cannot supply the resource needs of our entire community. We get lucky if we can take care of our family. So what we want you to do is, we've talked about food, okay? Go to preparewithdave.com. You've heard that already. I'm not going to run through the rendition again, except to say food supply chain problems are going to get worse, trucker strike coming, and hyperinflation will prevent you from buying anything of value as it approaches. The second thing is you need to talk to Noble Gold. And they don't just specialize in gold, folks. That's a misnomer. They get very much into protecting your IRAs, your 401ks, and I'm telling you, some of this stuff will survive if you take care of it. So if you have assets to protect, give them a call, 877-646-5347. And finally, you know, I wouldn't be without my sat phone, and I think you should call, have a discussion with them, and they won't pressure you. Just say, hey, this is what we can do for you. This is what the benefits of having it. And I'm telling you, folks, they're putting in texting systems, broad-based texting systems. Now it's the technology out behind this is incredible. Give them a call at 855-980-5830. That's 855-980-5830. And we'll talk a little bit about ready-made here before we leave the air. Bob, we got, you know, we're approaching into the final segment here, but I wanted to ask you a general question here, okay? I'm concerned because NATO, and you are more of an expert on this than I am, but NATO's been given control of the Norfolk Naval Base. This is mainstream media. I mean, if you go ahead and search engine that, you'll find this.
You know, Norfolk Naval Base is the largest naval base in the world.
Yeah, let me ask you this question, though, before you start in on the base. I need you to answer this directly. Is there one military reason why NATO should have a base in our country? I can't think of one.
No, you know, there's always been military exchanges, but not a military base. And especially, as I was saying, Norfolk Naval Air Station is the largest military naval base in the world. I've gone across Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel many times, and you can look off, if you're going into Virginia Beach, you look off to the right, and you'll see five or six carriers out there. I mean, just huge, billions and billions of assets there, just sitting there. And so the question is, why would somebody be given control of that? You know, or why would anybody even think about giving control of that? That's our national asset. And yet, so Dave, again, it's just a piece of the puzzle. And this is what I pray people see. You know, I pray they see it. This morning we've talked about so many issues. I could keep talking about this stuff for long. The gaslighting. UHC 9/11. Gaslighting of 9/11. Well, you know, it's really not. You know, they really weren't terrorists. You're going to hear all that. You're going to start hearing more and more about digital currency, and how, you know, your ability to spend money. And Dave, this is the thing. Prepping is over when they go digital. Because you'll be limited to so many things. What's for dinner? Let's eat some bugs and fake food.
Well, that's it. That's in the. I'm actually investigating this now. I'm going to write an article on this. I've done some work on the Great Reset. It's hard to find. Here's what they do: they give you the flowery stuff, and then you have to go to their links, and sometimes even third level links to start getting facts, because they're figuring most people are too lazy to dig that deep. But I found the food that they're going to permit us to eat, and yes, I mean the words the way I said it, aquatics, plant-based, bugs, and the fourth one just jumped out of my head. I'm having a Joe Biden moment.
I go to several different grocery stores, and I'm seeing more and more plant-based hamburger
Oh, yeah, lab meat. Yeah, fake lab meat.
Yeah, lab meat. Yeah, but, I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, you didn't see it. Now, slowly, it's being introduced as the healthy alternative, as the green alternative, protect climate change. And you know, that's just another whole thing we could spend hours on, climate change. You know, my climate changed a couple of days ago. It rained, and today it's sunny. But again, I do want to make a thing about ready-made resources. Again, with Dave, with before and in the night vision. You know, I will tell you, half the day you can't do anything unless you have it because it's dark outside. We had a doctor friend down here this weekend, and he took a pair of my night vision out. Was looking around, and he goes, "Oh my gosh, these are so staggering." He goes, "I can see everything that's happening around me." And again, like I said, most people right now, you're going to pay a lot more than we charge, and you're going to wait a lot longer because I know most of the companies I was talking to one the other day, 3 months, 3 months, and several of the companies are 3 months out on ordering night vision. We have a fair amount of units in stock we can help people with, and we do offer financing on it. So, Dave, I wanted to mention that along with one other thing I want to mention. I do think that the need for having a radiation meter today, and we do have ones called Mazur, M-A-Z-U-R, three different levels of it. You know, I have the best one. It measures way, way down. If you ever want to know if there's radiation in your area, get a gallon of milk. Milk, because the calcium absorbs radiation. That's how they discovered Chernobyl. The cows started having radioactive milk. Milk is a perfect bellwether to check radiation. That's just a free data point that you can do. Just go in the grocery store, you know, pretend like it's a cell phone, hold it up there. It'll click if there's any radiation there. I have a little sample of, you know, it's not very high, but it's just a minor little radiation, little card. And you put the thing next to it, click, 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 click. It goes right off. So those are two things a lot of people don't think about having. You know, potassium iodate, the ways to protect, because I do think nuclear war is coming. We talked about that possibly, you know. I think there's been several times people have used nuclear weapons for different things, and we've not been told about it. And, you know, they just say it's an earthquake. And yet, anybody who knows the difference between a nuclear earthquake and a standard earthquake can decipher right away.
You're talking about Kitimat, British Columbia. Yeah, that was no earthquake.
Yeah. Well, it was an earthquake, but what made it?
Let's put it this. I'll put it this way. Be specific. Weapons-induced earthquake.
Yeah. Well, that's weapons. We should. What would it be? Weapons. WID. It was a WID, Dave. We just coined a new phrase.
There we go. Yeah.
So if you can use WID, weapons induced earthquake, and you know it's been done. I mean, you know they've dropped. I mean, you know, a nuclear weapon. And when they do it, and they even when they buried them in the 70s and 80s, and when they were testing after they banned open air nuclear testing, it would create an earthquake. And we don't know how much damage it did to the tectonic plates of the country, but I imagine it did quite a bit when you detonate hundreds, maybe I think it was thousands of nuclear weapons underground. We don't know the long-term effects of what that's done or the water supply or whatever. So, again, having a radiation meter is, I think, is very, very important. And I can tell you the potassium iodate, Dave, when Fukushima happened, people were online going on eBay selling it for $500 a bottle. It's normally about $15. $500 a bottle. People were buying it. I mean, Dave, and let's just juxtapose that upon food, water, whatever, XYZ food, you know, survival items. You know, a $100 food supply today would cost you $2,000 if you can buy it then. Because you'll do anything to eat. Promise you, you will do anything to eat. If a mother in Karachi is willing to sell her children to get a little extra money so they could feed their family, you'll do anything to eat. Read the book, The Savage Continent, World War II, Italy, Germany. They literally did anything to eat, including selling their children. And two highly developed nations. You will do anything to eat. So, I mean, you can ignore it. You can be the I just need you know one vial of oil for my lamp, or you can be the person that says no, I want to get 10 maybe 15 vials of oil for my lamp, because you don't know when what's going to happen. You can be one of those two people, either one. It's your choice.
And one of my final observations, what you said, I have to say that the globalists are extremely intelligent, because they're giving the illusion life is normal. I mean, college football's here, pro football starting soon, and so there's the illusion.
The dopamine addiction.
Everything is okay. Businesses are relatively open, but meanwhile, the world is preparing to destroy itself.
Yeah, Dave, Wall Street Journal article right now, in Virginia has taken down the Robert E. Lee statue. I mean, we're destroying history. Taking down a statue doesn't change history. What Robert E. Lee did, like it or not like it, it's what happened. It is the truth. But if we take it down, we can rewrite history. Right there, it's the data point that tells you what they're doing. They're reconditioning civilization so that they can put in their worldview, ideology. It's there, Dave. And so the spiritual application, I'm a Christian. I boldly proclaim the name of Jesus Christ because it's on that solid rock that I stand. All other ground is sinking sand, as the hymn says.
That's a really good note to end on. We're really up against it, Bob. But I wanted to give you one second here. I'll give you a plug here. ReadyMadeResources.com. The number's on the screen if you want to call and have a personal conversation. Again, they do not charge you for this. But ladies and gentlemen, the time to speculate if we're in trouble is over. The time to act is now. Bob, thanks so much for joining us, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
God bless, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks.